Right, we haven't done one of these for a while. Myself, Mal, and we had a guest appearance from Mike, our head of department, once. But we've done something a little bit different. We've got the whole department here. Well, actually, not the whole department. We've got one short. We're missing Kat. So, hi, Kat. Apologies you're not here. So
I promise it's not just me and Siga sat round the table.
It feels like that right now. Oh, no, there we go. So, we've got Mike, head of department. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Chris.
Who's next? Who wants to go next?
I'm Mike. I'm a maths teacher.
That's not the same Mike. That's a different Mike. So we've got Mr. Darby.
Andy, also a maths teacher.
Oh, God, here we go.
Mr. Hodgkiss joined us this year, not as an NQT, came with experience, which we're really grateful for. So that's brand new to this year. We've got Mr. Mann, who joins him as well. Say hello, Mr.
Mann. Hello, folks. How are we doing?
Now, Mr. Mann does like to do a lot of the CPD online and the Saturday conferences and got a shout out. What day was it? Wednesday.
Oh, it's a Wednesday. Got a shout on a Wednesday.
Got a shout out. Yeah, he's happy with that.
It's made his week, that has.
Yeah.
Is that a good shout out?
No, actually, I'm surprised he hasn't already butted in and gone, oh, my Twitter handle is. No.
Oh, yes, my Twitter handle, of course. Mr._Man_Maths, 1N for man.
That's desperate, that is.
I draw the line at turning up for school first thing in the morning and seeing you watching Chris Seeger on video.
I quite like that.
It made my day.
Oh, is that with still his disgusting pink hoodie on, though?
Oh, yeah.
That was very well received, I hope you know, that one, the pink hoodie. We've got Mr. Hayes.
We have the old bugger in the department. And experience.
And experience, Mr. Hayes. We've got...
And then you've got Mrs. Scary Witch, or Saharovich, if you say it properly. Mrs. S to all the kids, and I just teach A-level.
And we're trying desperately to get a 10-year contract out of Hillary, because we want Hillary here forever.
She doesn't just teach A-level, she is the goddess of A-level.
She is. Hail Hillary.
She is. Every school wants a Hillary.
Yeah,
when they're over 70, you don't.
She's just getting running.
Yeah, exactly. Engine's getting started, that's it. Don't you think she's a bit weird? Everyone's just staring at a phone in the middle of the table.
Yeah, very weird.
It is.
We're all like sat close together, aren't we?
No, we're not.
No.
So what do we think, general feeling, since coming back? General about
manic
attitude, different working arrangements, anything?
I think the kids have been, they've enjoyed being back at school.
They've needed to be back, haven't
they? Yeah, they've enjoyed not being stuck at home, I think. Seeing their friends, and actually most of them have got on with it, tried hard, given it a good shot, really. And I'm personally glad to be back at work. Not to see you guys, but just have a break from, again, my family at home, really.
I was really glad to get back because I just hated doing Zoom classes where I couldn't see any of the pupils.
Yeah.
You had no idea what they'd understood and hadn't. It made me realise just how much of teaching is done on looking at facial expressions and reading how stuck they are.
Non-verbal communication is so important.
Yeah.
You don't get it on film, do you?
No.
Yeah, it's massive. We've done a couple of sessions where there's Zoom meetings where you can get to see like 150 people and you scroll through, and then we've done some where there's just us talking to each other. That's really bizarre. So the one on Wednesday, Matt, was just, we could see nothing.
We just did a list of names. That was the best we got, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So difficult. That's when you got your shout out.
Oh, yeah, no, I was trying to chat to you, but obviously that didn't work out.
And the thing with a lot of them is there's a 20-second delay, so what you're hearing, we said 20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And that's really disorientating. So, yeah, the non-verbal cue, or the visual cues are massive.
Is that to cut the swearing out?
Yes.
get the beeps in.
Get ready for the bleeps,
I saw an interesting thing that said the other day that Zoom meetings are a bit like the modern version of a seance. If you're there, can you give me a little wave on the table?
Very true.
I thought that was excellent.
So how do you think year 13 have been?
Year 13 are really glad to be back, but they've worked extremely hard all the way through. I've been really proud of the way they've worked. Year 12, on the other hand, I don't think have yet mastered the fact that they've got to do as much work as they have. So they're fine in class, they work hard enough in class, but they ain't doing their homework.
Is that the same every year, though? So what's different? Is it just...
No transition?
I've not had that before. I think because they've had no transition.
Do you think it's because they had lots of time off, didn't have to take an exam?
Yeah.
It's almost worked in a counter way.
And they didn't even have anything sent home, did they, really? Because half of them wouldn't have been coming back here. So they've had 6 months holiday, effectively, and it's been... Yeah.
Contrast that with year 11... And it's almost like that 8 months was a wake-up call to them. They've come back and they're absolutely terrified. They're on it.
But then they were being presented with work throughout, weren't they? Which is the difference, I think. I must admit, the current year 12 of the year I'm more concerned about when we get to examining them than the current year 13. Everybody says, what are we going to do about this year's exams? I'm more worried about what the next year's exams are going to do.
But it's not just that year, it's every year we'll have missed. We go right back to year one, every year has missed 6 months of school, so we're going to have to deal with the fallout of this effectively for the could be for the next, if we want to be really pessimistic, it could be the next 11 years. But
it's worrying, isn't it, what's going on now with year groups out, year groups in, different schools, year groups out, year groups in. Where are they going to draw the line with regard to how we carry on this year? It's an interesting question.
Yeah, well, the fallout will come over the next couple of weeks. I'm sure we'll know what we're going to do. But the one thing I'm really conscious of is the last thing I want to do is give any student the excuse, and I've used this phrase a lot recently, is I don't want any of them to be able to say I was a COVID kid and that's why I didn't get my GCSEs or my A-levels, because I just think that's not fair on them. And it's the easy route, isn't it? And we've got to sort of say to them, we're not accepting that as an excuse or a reason. But for the next few years, we are going to have to be faced, we'll be faced with gaps that, but every student, apart from those that were lucky enough to get full-time online lessons, unfortunately...
They're going to have gaps, aren't they?
Yeah.
I suppose that's our job, though.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. And we will get through it, and the kids won't be disadvantaged.
I was one of Thatcher's children.
One of Thatcher's children.
I've been tainted.
She took the milk off me as well,
but it was the only time I ever got in trouble at primary school. Did any of you get in trouble at primary school?
Yeah.
It was the only time I got taken, and I was taken to the head teacher because I wouldn't drink my milk because it was too warm. And
it's funny.
Too warm.
It's funny.
You can't drink warm milk.
I voted for it for years. Because I hated milk. She got my vote after that.
I got into trouble in reception.
That's the desolation of the North, these people like you.
For what?
Leaning on the slide.
I lived in that desolation.
Yeah, with your milk, but without your milk.
Without my milk. leaning on this slide. Oh, gosh,
how dare you?
I can't believe you had a slide at school.
Yeah.
In the classroom.
Yeah, in the classroom?
That was a posh school, wasn't it?
In reception.
A fun house, isn't it? Yeah.
Can we get a slide?
No.
We've been on the slide.
So I'd love a zip wire from here into the car park. Quick exodus at the end of the day.
Like a rat up a drain pipe.
bring on teleportation.
So Matt and Andy, the rest of us have been here a while. Genuinely, how do you feel? You've both come from schools, different schools.
Wow.
And you've joined an existing team.
So it's like, for me, it's like coming back home.
But is this your first move? Because you did your NQT at your previous school.
Yeah,
didn't
I did my NQT at my previous school, which was where it happened to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The move. Yeah, it's my first move. You've obviously
heard us talking about how tough moving school is. Is it as you expected it, or is it slightly easier than you thought it would be?
Well, I thought initially it was going to be tough, but I think knowing key members of staff from you who have worked with in the previous school does help quite significantly, actually. Because then you've got someone that you can trust to talk to.
Yeah.
So although the start has been tough, and it's going to be tough anyway with what's going on with COVID and things, but yeah, it's gone pretty smoothly, I'd say.
Mm. And you, Andy, you've moved around. You've been about a bit,
I've moved around, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, been about a bit.
Yeah, I've heard that. The rumours about you.
We're going to nail him down here, though.
The rumours about me. What rumours are going on about me? I'd love to know those.
If you haven't guessed, he's from somewhere up north.
Somewhere.
Oldham.
There you go.
It's the Mental Health Awareness Day, so everyone's got a little element of yellow on them, and he's wearing an Oldham. I don't even know what top it is. It looks like an American.
A lacrosse.
Lacrosse. That's a working man's game, that.
He's got to nip off in a minute for his water polo.
Yeah, right. Really polo.
So go on then.
So having moved around quite a fair bit. It's been relatively quite a nice
tough,
transition.
Though, is it still?
No, it's quite nice. I kind of like every year is always different. You always start the new year and generally not always know any classes. Just it's a bit different when you don't know anyone.
Yeah.
So it's quite fun. It's been quite fun getting to know people. Department's been quite supportive.
Quite supportive.
I mean, I had to make you coffee this morning, so come on, that's quite supportive.
Yeah.
Can I just say that's praise from a northerner?
Absolutely.
It was the worst coffee I've ever had in my life.
He
did it on purpose.
Will you ever ask me for a coffee again?
Not a chance.
Perfect.
Was it one of those coffees you're still drinking the next day?
It's still on my desk.
So I absolutely smashed that one out the park, didn't I? You did. Never going to ask me for that again.
That worked a treat.
It did?
Yeah, you're on washing up tomorrow.
Don't doubt it on Saturday.
And for the existing members, we've all... we used to be, me and Seegers had a classroom down, we pinched the drama studio, and the rest of the departments were on a different corridor, and we managed to get everybody along the same corridor. Is that the
way? Rather than moving our one classroom, we managed to get them to move their seven.
Yeah.
That went down well.
We moved the mountain to Mohammed.
That's it. Exactly. But I think we all agreed something fresh needed to change. This is a brand new team, pretty much, within the last 2 years, isn't it? And I think the fact that we've all now started afresh in this new corridor, for me, feels more like, because we were away from everyone, weren't we? And it feels so much better now that I'm with you guys, a million times better.
What it means is it's not just me and him.
Yes. I can escape Mal now.
I wondered why you kept coming to my room.
More like Mal can escape you.
I think it's for both. I think it's both.
No, I think it's really good that we're all back together, because it used to be, I felt quite awkward having to go to find you if there's something that was needed, whereas when we're all in the same area.
So much nicer.
It was lovely this afternoon, Chris popping in and doing one of his party tricks in front of my year nine. So it was fantastic and much appreciated that. So you forget these things, and it's nice being all together.
We are together, and it was really nice. We need to do more of it. Team teaching, working together in the same classroom. I know timetables don't always dictate it, but also funding and having the number of staff available. But the fact we were available at the same time, it was nice, wasn't it, today? Nice, yeah. And worked well in front of those year nines. So, but yeah.
So what was your party trick?
Dangerous
question.
He's backpedalling now, going, what was it I did?
All it was just Pat was introducing and talking through, rightfully so, talking about angles on a straight line and linking it really closely with angles in a triangle, adding up to 180, angles on a straight line, 180. So I just prepared a big drawing of a triangle, coloured in the angles, ripped them off in front of the kids and put the angles together to prove the straight line. Yeah. And it was just nice seeing it visually with all the academic and the testing that happened.
But visual always goes down well, and it was fantastic to see, and a different form of delivery.
It was nice, yeah.
There's a great revision guide out just for the crossover.
Oh, there is, yeah, it's gone down very well.
Where can you buy that from?
Funnily you ask.
And how much is it?
It's funny, I took a box down the market the other
day. You have got a Dell boy hat as well, haven't you?
I've got sheepskin caps as well.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Have you really?
What, the hat, the box, or the coat?
The coat. Have you really got a sheepskin coat? I imagine you would have, though.
I did have it once.
He's got a skinny, tall brother as well.
Rod,
so what are you saying about him?
Nothing. Oh dear. But we're at this point now, 2 weeks till half term. And it's been tiring. And I'm not saying that because there was the lockdown before, because we, I know for a fact we all worked our absolute socks off in a different environment before. But it is, it's been tiring. It's been very, very tiring. The being back in and giving all the energy that we possibly can.
I think the kids have been really grateful and appreciative. Year 9's especially have been fantastic, I think. Best that I've ever seen.
I like Year 9.
They've been great. Absolutely.
I love time for Year 9.
So there you go. That's the point of this first one. Back on to meet the team.
Right, to get in there with the department, offer everyone a nice drink, make it yourself, but do a really bad job on it. They'll appreciate it, but they'll never ask you again.
There you go. There's your slice of advice.
And I've done that more than once. And it's worked every time.
That's where it wouldn't work with me, because I'd tell you you needed to keep making them till you got it right.
So, no, right, on that note. Right, you may leave.
Cheers, thanks.
See you later.
See you later.